Yeah. It's Christmas time. How many's got your shopping done already? How many still got the rest, a lot more to do? How many's got a lot more shopping to do? Raise your hand, but you out there, yeah? How many are like me? You're like, if I do all my shopping now, what am I going to do on December 24th, right? I mean, it just kind of blows that day right there, right? I got to make sure I save something for the last minute. A lot of stuff going on at Christmas, isn't it? Isn't it amazing how much commercialism we enter into Christmas? I mean, between the shopping and the lights, and it's all great things. Huh? A lot of things happening. There's a lot of busyness. We got the staff Christmas parties. We got the office Christmas party. We got friends Christmas parties. We got family Christmas parties. We got family dinners to prepare for. Family, this side of the family and that side of the family. And for those of you who come from blended families, you got this side and this side and this side and this side. And if we're not careful, it's something every single day. And if some days and weekends, it's multiple times that day, right? And that's great. I mean, what better time to celebrate than the birth of our Savior Jesus? I mean, what better time to celebrate and to have parties? And but the main thing is simply this, that we continue to remember what it's about, right? I mean, people, isn't it amazing that any other time of the year, people don't like to be busy, right? That's just too much. Any time of the year, any other time of the year, people ringing the bell and people are like, please don't ring that bell in my face one more time. I'll slap you. I promise. I just want to get in and out of the store without hearing that ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding. But at Christmas time, we dig deep in our pockets and we give. And we're happy to do it. It just makes us feel good, doesn't it? To help out the other people and to reach out and help those who maybe need some help. Yeah, it's just something about Christmas. I mean, at the time we're like, you know, just take this gift and put it in the sack that it came in and give it to them, right? But no, we're going to wrap it up nice and pretty, and we're going to put the nicest paper we can and the bows on there and make it look really nice. Decorations. It's a time when we simply must say, what does Christmas really mean to me? And that's what I hope today, that you would simply ask that question. Who is Jesus? The Bible says that he was born to us of the Virgin Mary. That Joseph, her fiance, that the angel appeared to her, and he had to even appear to Joseph and say, listen, she ain't lying. She really is pregnant, and it is the Son of God. She didn't cheat on you. I promise you, it's God's plan. And you two have been chosen, Mary and Joseph, you've been chosen to be the parents of the Savior of the world. What overwhelming news that they had, that they had to believe that Jesus was coming to earth through them, that God was placing this gift into their care. All of a sudden, all the busyness of the season had to begin to take a different route, didn't it? All the busyness of the season had to change, and now a baby's coming. This baby would come and he would be the Savior of the world. Because the Bible says that on this day, born to us is a baby. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us, that he came to dwell with us. This baby came, and it must be something of very importance, because whether or not you believe that Jesus was the Messiah, or you believe he was just some fictional character that maybe you think that in your heart, maybe it's just something that somebody made up to make commercialism out of Christmas. No. Even the governments around the world today, we all have something in common, and it's simply this, that legally this day, something happened 2019 years ago that changed how we record the history of our time. Something so significant that even the atheists must write it down. That a man came, a baby was born that changed the history of time. What kind of baby would change history? I tell you what kind of baby would change history. It's the baby who came to save the world. He didn't come to be a political king. He came to be a religious king and to bring salvation to you and I.